Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. How many husbands ever go to marriage counselors and admit they are having problems with their marriages? I have been working with troubled families and speaking on marriage and the family for most of my adult life. In all of that time, I have had no more than 4 or 5 men who made the initial contact about their marriages. Most of the time, it is the wives who buy the books on marriage, attend the seminars which are devoted to that topic, and seek help when their marriages are in trouble. I'm not sure I know how to explain these facts, but they are unquestionably true. Do men have less interest in their marriages, or are we just stubborn and think we can handle our problems by ourselves? The Bible has much to say about husbands. We husbands dare not ignore what the God of this universe says about the duties of husbands. I direct your attention to what Peter writes to husbands. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, that is, your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. 1 Peter 3:7. In recent years, I have read these words to every groom in the marriage ceremonies I performed. I honestly believe every husband ought to hear what Peter says and ought to abide by this simple teaching. The first 6 verses of 1 Peter 3 are devoted to teaching Christian wives about winning their unbelieving husbands to Christ. Peter then addresses some very powerful information to husbands. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge. The word dwell denotes domestic association. The particular word Peter used appears only this one time in the New Testament. The tense of the verb says, keep on dwelling with your wives according to knowledge. When the ardor in the relationship begins to cool, we husbands are still obligated to keep on dwelling with our wives according to knowledge. The expression according to knowledge means, according to Marvin Vincent's word studies of the New Testament, with an intelligent recognition of the nature of the marriage relationship. I do not wish to disagree with Marvin Vincent, but Peter seems to be speaking especially of husbands having an intelligent recognition of the nature of wives. Is Peter affirming that men and women are different, not just anatomically or physiologically, but intellectually and emotionally? He certainly is not saying that men are superior to women, except physically, the weaker vessel, 1 Peter 3:7. Does a man need to study women in general, and his wife in particular, to understand the nature of female human beings? Where do we get the knowledge which will help us to keep our wives happy and our marriages together and reasonably happy? Is there some marriage manual which will provide this information for husbands? There are marriage manuals which can be very helpful, but the best source of information on all human relationships is the inspired Word of God. Although the verses I am about to read were not specifically addressed to husbands, can you think of any advice which would be more helpful for husbands? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one toward another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans 12:9-10. Are these principles a man needs to know to be a good husband? My friends, we thank you for listening today. Will you please continue to listen? May our Heavenly Father richly bless you.